Gambling Commission appoints Su Young as Executive Director of Operations. The Gambling Commission has appointed Su Young as its new Executive Director of Operations. The move could shape how operators and consumers experience the regulator's enforcement work as it continues to focus on illegal gambling, safer play, and tougher operational oversight. Young joins the commission from HM Revenue and Customs, where she served as Director of Debt Management. Her appointment adds another senior public sector figure to the regulator at a time when the commission remains under pressure to deliver stronger outcomes on compliance, consumer protection, and crime prevention. A senior hire from across government. The commission said Young brings extensive leadership experience from several parts of government. Before joining HMRC, she held senior positions across the public sector, including roles at the Home Office, Border Force, HM Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services, and the Department of Health and Social Care. That breadth matters for a regulator whose responsibilities increasingly stretch beyond licensing and enforcement into fraud prevention, public protection, and cross-agency cooperation. The Executive Director of Operations role sits at the heart of that work, overseeing functions that affect how the Commission responds to risk and carries out its day-to-day regulatory duties. In practical terms, this means Young will be stepping into a role that touches some of the most sensitive areas of modern gambling regulation. Illegal market and operational pressure. The appointment comes as the Commission continues to stress its focus on keeping gambling safer, fairer, and crime-free. That language has become more important in recent years as regulators in Britain face criticism from multiple sides. Some want stronger intervention on player protection, while others warn that overregulation may drive activity into the illegal market. Sarah Gardner, the Commission's acting chief executive, made clear that operational delivery remains a priority. "I'm delighted to welcome Su to the Gambling Commission," Gardner said. "There is a great deal of important work underway across our operational teams, not least our continued focus on tackling the illegal market and delivering strong regulatory outcomes." That phrase, strong regulatory outcomes, is likely to be closely watched by licensed operators. It signals that the Commission sees enforcement and market supervision as active priorities rather than background functions. Young's first message. For her part, Young struck a measured tone, acknowledging that she is entering a new sector while emphasizing the public interest side of the job. "I'm excited to be joining the Gambling Commission and to be learning about a new sector," she said. The Commission plays an important role in protecting consumers and ensuring gambling is conducted fairly and safely. Her statement suggests continuity rather than disruption. She is not arriving with a public promise of dramatic reform, but with an emphasis on building on work that is already in progress. That may reassure staff and stakeholders alike. Regulators often need stability as much as energy, particularly when expectations are high and scrutiny is constant. What the appointment means. For operators, the significance of this hire lies less in headline policy and more in how enforcement and operational priorities are carried through over time. A new executive leader can influence how quickly cases move, how operational teams are aligned, and how the regulator balances risk, compliance, and public messaging. For consumers, the impact is likely to be less visible but still important. Decisions made inside the Commission's operational structure can affect how illegal providers are pursued, how complaints are handled, and how effectively the regulator coordinates its protective work. Young now steps into the role at a moment when the Commission is expected to remain active on both illegal gambling and broader regulatory delivery. Her background suggests she is used to complex systems, public accountability, and pressure-heavy environments. In British gambling regulation, she will not lack for any of those.